day in and day out. But the Bible said it was placed upon an altar, and it was consumed. Brother Dalbert, I want you to pay close attention this morning to something that God commanded Moses. He said the fire thou shall never go out. In other words, it was continually to be burning up on that altar day and night, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Amen, my friend. And God was the one that started that fire up on that altar. But it was the children of Israel's job to keep it burning. Amen, this morning. February the 2nd, 1986, God put a fire down in my heart. Yes, sir. But it's my responsibility to keep her burning this morning. So I want to preach for just a few minutes. Don't let her ever go out. Amen tonight. And I want you to look around. I thought about Brother Jeff's been in revival for about 2 weeks in a row. I just finished 3 weeks revival. Brother Randy's talking about he is in revival 2 weeks in a row. We see revival all over our community, our churches having meetings. But where's the fire this morning? Yes, sir. My friend, there's something that's lacking in the church house today. Boy, I tell you what, the more you feed a fire, the higher she gets. And it ought to be our job to feed the fire that God's put in our hearts. Amen, this morning. That you'd burn bright. Amen. That we'd see something take place that day. Boy, I want to say this. This morning, Brother Jeff, there are many emblems in the Bible of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You got the dove. You got the oil. You got running water. But fire represents the Spirit of God. Yes, sir. And if we're going to have meeting, if we're going to have revival, we got to have some fire. Yes, sir. And to consume some things in our life. Amen. This morning, brother, we need a fire today. Did you know this? We got to have fire to worship this morning. Brother, you can't just come together and decide that you're going to go to meeting. It don't work. Brother Jeff, you got to have fire. Amen today. You got to have fire to have what you had this morning in Sunday school. You remember when God told Abraham, I said, take thy son, thine only son, up on a mountain, I'll show you. Amen. And Abraham got everything together. Went over to Mount Moriah, and they started up that mountain. Brother, and girlie strapped the wood up on Isaac's back. But you know what he had in his hand? He had fire. Yes, sir. Isaac said, Father, I said, we got the wood and we got the fire. But where's the sacrifice? He said, God will provide himself. If we got everything, God will be there. Amen. We done programized this thing. Yes, sir. We done pushed the Holy Spirit from out of the picture. Amen. I like it. Brother Darwin, he takes charge. Amen. My pastor used to say, Brother Monroe Willingham said, come on over and worship with us. We don't know what's going to happen. Your guess is good as ours. If the Holy Ghost is there and fire's there, there's going to be something. worship this morning and to honor the Lord. And my friend, you know what fire does? And fire does several things. First of all, fire gives light. Amen. Fire, if there's fire in the midst, it'll give light. It'll guide you. If there's fire in the midst, it'll purify you. How did you know that? Amen. Fire sanitizes. Amen. Fire consumes. And bro, I'm glad the fire of God consumes all those things in my life I don't need, ain't you? But what the problem is, you're in danger. We about let the fire go out. Yes, sir. Amen. In our hearts, I wonder about things I really don't understand. And God's word don't tell us everything. I guess he wants us to ponder on it. But you know, out there in that tabernacle in the wilderness, amen, they had that altar when you went into the into the door. Right on the right side of the there was a brazen altar that they offered up sacrifice. The Levites was the only ones that was allowed to move that furniture out of that tabernacle. But they wrapped that thing up. Amen. And they had golden staves, or brazen staves, that went in it. And they toted it wherever God said, set it back up. But you know what I believe they done? I believe they went around in them ashes. I believe they poked the fire a little bit and got it a burning. That's what we need to do this morning. You youngins ain't going to understand what I'm talking about. Hey, man, but I was a little boy. In the living room of our house, we had an old potbelly stove. Amen. We burned wood and coal in the wintertime. Amen. On them cold nights, and mom would close up the damper. Amen. She'd close that thing up. And she'd lay quilts on us, keep us warm. In the morning, she'd get in there. She'd open a damper. She'd shake them ashes. Amen. I'd throw a piece of kindling in there, and that fire'd go to burning again. You know what we need to do as Baptists? We need to get rid of some ashes in our life. Something already done been consumed and burned up. Get rid of them so we can burn again. You know what ashes is? It's a byproduct of something already been consumed. Amen. We'll hold on to byproducts. Amen. So the fire keep burning in our life. But you know what I like? What the scripture said. He said he'd put on his linen clothes and his breeches and go in there and he'd take the ashes out of that altar. Amen. Put them aside of the altar and put on more clothes and take them outside the camp. Amen. And brother, that's what we hey, some thing. We just need to get out of our lives this morning. Amen. We can't worship Brother Jeff without a fire. He might have been in dead and cold dry meetings. Amen. You ain't go through the motions. Us Baptists done got so smart. We can go through the motions. Amen. We can dismiss and say, well, it was pretty good. But brother, I'm going to tell you something. If God's not in the midst, it's dead and cold and void and dry. Amen. It's not going to help us at all. Amen. you know we can't pray without fire. You say, preacher, I pray all the time. I know the Bible said that we ought to, men always ought to pray and not faint. We ought to always have a prayer on our heart. But you know the best times I've ever prayed is when the fire got to burning down deep. Brother, I got humble before God and reached up and grabbed hold of his hand, and knowing that God was listening when I pray you. I remember when Elijah went up on Mount Carmel. Amen. Gathered all the prophets of Baal and all the prophets of the grove. And he said this. He said, you choose your bull. You cut it in pieces. Amen. You lay it on the altar, but don't you put no fire on it. And he said, you let the God and answered by fire. And let him be God. Amen. They went through the motions. They jumped around. They cut their sail. But nothing happened. Amen. And then the Bible said that Elijah took his bully. I cut it in pieces. I placed it on the altar, took and dug a trench. They poured 12 barrels of water up on that sacrifice. Amen. But he didn't put no fire under it. He backed off out there and he prayed. 63 words is all he said. And guess what happened? The fire failed and consumed it. Yes, sir. We got to have fire before we can pray this morning. We need to get rid of those now lay me down to sleep prayers. Yes, sir. And sincerely pray to God that he might stir our soul. I'm going to tell you what we need. Hey, my friend, today we got churches on every corner. Amen. And every storefront. Any name you want, you can find them. We got more churches than we've ever had in this nation before. Brother, there's more denominations than there's ever been before. There's more, same life. Religious publications than they've ever been before. We don't need no more churches. We don't need no more denominations. We don't need no more publications. All we need is fire this morning to fill what we already got. Where's the fire? You got to have it to worship. You got to have it to pray. Amen. Takes the fire of God to move. You know, I retired from Lockheed after 28 years, and every year they sent us to training. We had to have hazardous material, fire protection. You know, fire, it takes three things to have a fire. Amen. You got to have a source or fuel. Amen. You got to have oxygen. And you got to have an ignition. Yes, sir. Before you can have a fire. Amen. You can't have a fire if one of those is missing. Amen. Did you know this right here, Brother Simpson? Amen. I believe in the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And it takes all three of them to have a fire. Amen. This morning. And you ain't going to have one if one of them's missing. Man, we got it all figured out, preacher. We'll put everything on a little program, and this is what we'll do. Amen. We'll sing two songs. We'll take up an offering. We'll welcome everybody. We'll have prayer. Amen. Then we'll sing two or three more, and we'll Let the preacher preach. That's basically the way it goes in a Baptist church, you know. Am I not right? Why can't we have preaching first? Why can't, it's like Sunday school. Why can't the Lord move in Sunday school? Why can't we worship Him? Why can't we let the fire, amen, just burn in our souls today? He said, don't let it go out. It's your responsibility to keep it burning. Amen. I believe in eternal security from top of my head, bottom of my feet. I don't believe I can lose what I ain't holding on to. That's a gift from God. But you know what I can? I cannot cultivate it. I cannot feed it. Amen. I can shun and neglect. Amen. And not feed my soul. And you won't be long till I'll just be spiritually dead. Yes, sir. Amen. That's about what's happened in most of the churches today. And I'm not coming to be mean. I've been in this long enough. I see what's going on. Let the preacher do all the reading and studying and praying. Amen. Let him do all the work. That's his job. No, we're all in this together. Amen. And brother, a fire burns brighter as it gets bigger. Did you know, I don't know where you ever been in a candlelight service. People say that's Catholic. You ever been in one? Amen. Got one light, candle burning on the pulpit. When you walk into a dark church, that one light and everything dark. And the preacher gets up, he reads some scripture, takes that candle, lights the deacon's candles. Amen. He come back, puts his candle where it's supposed to be. Them deacons goes and lights the members of the congregation's candle. One of them reaches over, lights the other. And before you long, instead of one light, you got 75. You done lit up the whole amen house. Amen. What I'm saying is tonight, boy, we ought to want to burn brighter. We ought to want our lights to shine in this world. But it takes fire to do that. It takes fire. Amen. You can't worship without it. You can pray without it. And you know something? You ain't going to see souls saved without fire. You know that? The Bible said in Acts, they were all in one mind and one accord, waiting on the same thing. And suddenly, they heard a sound from heaven, like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the house. You know what happened, Brother Simpson? The Bible said they were cloven tongues of fire. Amen. There's something about no unknown tongue. A cloven tongues of fire. Amen. I rest upon them. And every man heard the word of God in his own life. That was the fire done that. Hey, yes, sir. And brother, when old Peter, he had never been to seminary. He didn't have a PhD. All he done was a fishing. And buddy, he followed Jesus for 3 years. But when he gave an invitation, 3,000 souls were birthed into the family because of fire. I got a better way. You raise your hand and repeat after me. Come on back here to the back and let our counselors. Yeah. Let them take you down the Romans road. I told them the other day, my daddy had a third grade education. Amen. He didn't know a thing in the world about the Romans road, but somehow he buried his face in an altar. Amen. There's enough fire there that took him to Calvary and got him birthed into the family of God.
Teresa, could you imagine Jeff giving an invitation and seeing 3,000 souls saved? Amen. In the family of God. And 3 weeks revival, I didn't see one saved. Jeff said they had one is worth it all. Just for that one. Amen. To be saved. Brother, I'm going to tell you. Amen. We need to get away from our little isms and sisms. And we need to pray the fire back in the church. It ain't got God's people. My friend will come together. And when folks come in the church house, conviction would fill out of the place. And out of the fire of God, my friend might be able to light the path to them to Calvary. And they might get a taste of something at that. I believe every man, woman, boy, girl's got a voidness in their hearts. They're trying to fill it with everything in this world. It won't work. It's going to take a fire to consume all those things. You know what the problem is today? And I studied this out and I read it not recently, but one time. The burnt offering. They offered it up every day. 365 days a year. They offer that burnt offering. Now it could be a bull. It could be a male of the goats or sheep. It could be a dove, or it could be a pigeon. What he's saying is everybody would have the opportunity to offer up. Can afford a bull, you can get you a pigeon. Everybody. But it was something that had to been done daily, every day. You know what our problem is? I'm not a psychologist or a psychiatrist. I'm a preacher. The problem is we don't want to admit these things wrong in our lives. I'm a Christian. We hold our head up and throw our chest out and say, I'm a Christian. But guess what? I am too, but I have to repent every day. Every day. Every day, I have to repent. And I'd say, Lord, it ain't my brother. It ain't my sister. It's me. Right here is the problem, Lord. Why can't I feel your presence? It ain't the song leader. It ain't the deacons. It's me. I need to offer up my burnt offering. I need to get rid of some. I need to let the fire consume some things in my own life. Amen. That I can worship you again. I can praise you. Like I want you to do. We talk about meetings when Grandma and Grandpa was back yonder. Grandma and Grandpa's dead, but God ain't. He was the same God Grandma and Grandpa served. We talk about them meetings. Why can't we still have them? Because we will not let the fire of God consume some things. I can't change what happened yesterday, can you? I can lay in the bed tonight and get mad about it. And I can think about how I'm going to get even about it. Amen. I can wonder about it. While that and it done, it's laying over our sleep and snoring. Amen. And I'm miserable. Amen. I can let yesterday rob the joy that I have today. Or I can let the fire of God consume it. And I can rejoice and shout again. Man, life's too short to tote unnecessary baggage, you know that. Amen. People say, my wife said, you let people run over you. No, You know, I found out this world is full of two kinds of people. It's full of givers and takers. You know, the takers eat well, but the givers sleep well. I like to sleep, don't you? Yes, sir. Amen. I just want to do what the Lord said and forget about it so I can have peace in my heart. Let the fire of God consume those things I don't need in my life. And then get rid of the ashes. Amen. But you know something, I'm going to close. You read and you study. Did you know they took a red heifer and they burned it without the camp? Amen. And they done that. Jeff, some old boys is over there and didn't get to, amen, worship it on the Day of Atonement. They had 30 days of grace. You know that? Amen. Had a red apple. But you know that fire on the outside of camp, you know where it got started from? On the inside. Yes, sir. What I'm telling you, folks, we go to meeting over here, but I ought to be able to go to meeting going down the road in my car. Amen. Because the same fire is in my heart. We need don't let the fire go out. We need more fire. Man, I'm talking about real fire. There's been a lot of churches where they're wildfire. But I like real fire. It's been started by the Spirit of God. And this morning, he said, don't let that fire go out. Well, where you go, don't let her go out. Keep her burning. You know why we need to keep her burning from your little ones coming up? Amen. You know what they, I want to tell you, chances are, in most Baptist churches, chances are young people's never going to know what an old-fashioned shout is. They're not going to know what altar prayer. They're not going to know what an old-fashioned invitation is. Why? Because we got it all programmed. Amen. There's no fire. We need to keep the fire burning this morning. Amen. It's our duty to pray and seek the face of God, just like Brother Simpson said. He had a hungerness in his heart this morning. And God would do something. He feels something. You ever just felt like something just warm, just going all, amen, all down inside of you? Amen. You look around and say, you know, I don't believe there's nobody that I don't like. I love everybody. Man, can you do that this morning? Can you look around? I'm not just talking about in the church now. But let me say this. Get a song ready. I'm going to say this. A lot of churches are suffering this morning because of things that happened in years past. They will not forgive and turn loose. A preacher of mine told me one time, a buddy of mine, he run revival in South Carolina. Farming community. He said he preached and struggled all week long in that church. And he said he didn't know what was going on, but he said, I prayed and I prayed and I prayed. And he said on Thursday night, he said, I preached and gave an invitation. And way back in the back corner, this young gentleman come out and walked around that church. And walked over on the front pew where this older gentleman was and put his arms around him and said, forgive me. Forgive me. That was that man's son-in-law. They were farmers together, but they had a difference about them. They separated them.
He sat over here and that boy sat back there, and the church was suffering on account of that. And he said, revival broke through. That night, he said, I stayed 2 more weeks in meeting. Because somebody let the fire of God burn some things up in their life. That God can work again.
Keep the fire burning. Is it burning in your heart? Maybe there's some things you need to get rid of. Maybe there's some ashes you need to take out this morning. Amen. There's a place right here to get rid of them. If you come on, Jeff, come on, stand in the church. Be honest this morning. Come on, be honest this morning. Get rid of some things this morning. Let the fire of God consume some things. Come on. Come on. Don't let the past rob the joy, amen, of today. Come on, what about?